So tickt Berlin. Dein Podcast von und mit Nikolai Tegeler.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer brandneuen Ausgabe von So tickt Berlin. Ja, heute wird's musikalisch, leidenschaftlich und ein bisschen königlich. Ich freue mich riesig, zwei außergewöhnliche Bühnenmenschen bei So tickt Berlin begrüßen zu dürfen. Er bringt Elvis jeden Abend zurück ins Rampenlicht mit Stimme, Charme und Hüftschwung. Und sie begeistert als Tänzerin das Publikum mit jeder Bewegung. Willkommen Graham Patrick Doyle und Lucy, schön, dass ihr hier seid. Und wir fallen jetzt gleich mal ins Englische, es ist einfacher für die für das laufende Gespräch. Before we talk about Berlin, Elvis and his and your careers, take us through what does your typical show look like from the first cup of coffee to the applause at the end?
Would you like to start, Lucy?
Please.
Are you talking about the first cup of coffee in the morning?
Yeah, for example,
breakfast.
Yeah.
And then are you talking about like hopping on the bus then at around like 9 o'clock in the morning, and Lucy having to walk our lovely dog Love, and then depending on where we're going, whether that's 1 hour, 2 hours, or possibly 10,
yeah, sometimes
10 hours. Then we get to the venue,
yeah,
and of course, well, hopefully they have our beautiful catering there, and we have a little coffee, and then we start thinking about doing a setup for the sound check, you know, and the dancers start to warm up, and everybody starts getting in that zone for the show, you know.
There are differences when you, I mean, this is tour life, of course, but when you still have shows here in Berlin, what is your daily ritual?
We take time, right?
Yeah.
We take time. It's like when we do here in Israel, so it's not everything rush like before the tour, but here in Israel, we have a home here, actually.
Yeah, it's your apartment, right?
Yeah. And then we wake up. I do my routine. The Graham take your in time, take a coffee.
My routine is to sleep a little longer.
Genau. And me to take Love outside and ask what he like to eat, blah, blah, blah. And
normal life. Yeah. And
you both are normally really good in German. I mean, you, Graham, understand a lot of German, and you, Lucy.
I'd be saying.
Yeah. You mean you to talk about. You can talk in Spanish, of course, German a bit.
Yeah.
English
a bit. Portuguese.
Yeah.
Italian.
Wow.
Ich denke, mein Italian and Portuguese is the best. Und dann Deutsch, German, and English, Spanish is a mix. So I can survive.
I mean, you're half Italian, right?
Yeah.
And you grew up in Italia.
I born in Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I left my family when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
I come to Europa first time.
Wow.
So, don't ask me how old I am right now.
No, you look like 21.
If you calculate. Yes. Old, but fine. And I left my family when I was 18. Like in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
1997.
Yeah.
When I come first, but not in German. I come first to Italy, Milan. Yeah.
Why?
It was my first to try my dreams comes true, actually. So
as a dancer?
I was classic dancer.
Ah, wow.
Yeah. Really ballerina, classic dancer. So I was not think I can be showgirl. So I dedicate all my life for pointe shoes, like a ballet.
Mm.
So then I have a chance to my mom and my dad give this present from me for my birthday, my 80s. And then I come to Italy for 3 months. But that was the plan. 3 months, I study, I go to school. I was look for the theater. I was the Teatro Scala. And I met a lot of professional people.
Wow.
But in these 3 months, everything changed my life. And then I still here. So I never back to home. Like I go home to visit my family. But after this, I never back home. Like I say, see you in 3 months. No, I stay.
What is the difference between your life in Brazil and Europe?
is everything. I think, what to say? I grew up here, actually. Mm. So, like, I have to choose my family, my friends, what's comfortable there, because I know everything. If I don't mistake, I know they is there for me.
Mm.
And all choose to be alone here and try to trust new people. And I have to try to trust new people and be alone. It's just like I don't have nobody to tell me what's right or wrong.
Oh, a young woman. You were a young woman when you came here.
Yeah.
And having that experience.
Yes.
Finding your way by yourself.
Exactly.
But is what you mean that life is a bit easier than in Brazil? I mean, in Europe or?
I think it's. I don't think that I'm here in Europe is more easy if I was in Brazil. I think in Brazil is more easy when you have your family around you.
Mm.
And everything is difficult, no matter where you decide to go. Mm. But here I have a lot of competition too, because in this time I was a classic dancer and everybody have this dream to work in the big company and you go to auditions like... more than 200 beautiful girls and a lot of technique. You know, like a showgirl, you look to be beauty, and a classical dancer, you look the technique. You need to be amazing. And it's hard everywhere you go. Mm. Oh, if I decide to be dancer in Brazil, any personal dancer in Brazil will be hard the same. I talk about... in the support from family and friends. Mm. And I have to make a new life here.
Mm.
And I need to be smart to who I trust and who I don't trust, you know? Because everybody is to say like, oh, I can do this for you, I can do this for you. But why you want to do this for me, you know? Like, because I'm great or because you believe my talent. Mm. So you need to trust.
Mm.
And it's, I said, it's like difficult when you are away from your family.
Mm.
But
everywhere.
Like,
I mean.
Everywhere. Mm. But it's anyway. So I'm happy what I choose and my dreams come true.
Mm.
I work with the beautiful company. Was in Vienna Staatsoper in Wien.
Wow.
I was there in 2000. And that was my big dream to work in a bigger company.
Wow. How does it happen? I mean, this is a really high level, right?
Yeah, there's a really... We will stay here until tomorrow because story is like really like...
We have to keep it short and the audiences or the listeners here have to be serious time, and then, you know, they have to Google you. This is a really a nice impact. I mean, you came from all the way from Brazil and you worked in one of the most... high-level theaters for a ballet dancer. I mean, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Could you...
But I was not to look for. Is that,
yeah,
that,
great.
Maybe
this
short.
Is a secret.
This was so funny because I was in a private school in Milan.
Mm.
And I wait for the first class to finish because in the second class is mine, was my turn. And then in Russia, teacher, if you say teacher, if I say it wrong, she was look me for a week. Because I come after her. Mm-hmm. And she stopped to watch this class every time. And then at some point, and she stopped me to ask me, you work already? I was like super simple because, of course, I was I'm Brazilian. I just new here in Europa. I need to work. I need to help my family too, you know, because I need to survive. I need to pay my bills. So I was working in the restaurant in this time. And I was study ballet classic in the morning.
Mm.
And then the evening, I work in the restaurant.
Mm.
So me, simple, with 19 years old, I say, yes, I work in the restaurant. And she said, no, I ask if you work in the company.
Yeah.
You are ready to go to the company. I said, oh. I was not thinking about because I was already happy if I can, what I say, when the people give to you, you don't pay the school.
Scholarship.
Exactly.
Scholarship.
I have a scholarship.
Mm, great.
So now for me, I was, oh my God, I don't need to worry about and happy. I can this forever.
Yeah.
And then she was already looking me for a professional. You know, like she was like, you need to go to the company. And she told me to contact the Vienna Staatsoper. They look for the dancer for the next season.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was my first step. And then oh my God, what I write. And then I say my experience, what I did in Brazil. I sent to them and they invite me to go to the competition, to make audition. I did the audition. And then was my step 99. They confirmed me I will be in the season from 2000 in Vienna Staatsoper.
Yeah.
But I was a lot with, was around like 200 or more dancer to have just two plays. Yeah. I was already just wow. Two plays from two girls.
Yeah.
And that was my big, my dream comes true.
Wow.
You know? So, and then I have to call my mom to say, what do you think about, I can stay 1 year more and everything's happened. I'm happy here. And she said, follow your heart.
Oh, cool.
So we are here to support you.
Yeah. Follow your heart. This is a good point. I mean, there's Graham. Graham, you grew up in
Dublin. Dublin, Ireland.
The Titanic.
This is probably the only time my Irish really comes out.
Dublin. Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a challenge once. I always wanted to visit every single capital in Europe until I get 40 and still miss. But I was,
did you do it?
Yeah, I was in Dublin and one of the, I mean, this is a beautiful town. So you grew up and you spent your childhood there?
Yeah, my childhood in Ireland till I was 16. And then just about the time I was going on 17, we moved to Canada.
Oh, wow. Why?
Well, just because of the times, I guess, you know, just
of course,
like today's times, yeah. You know, that the economy is not so good. And,
yeah.
And my parents were worried about our future, myself and my sister. And then they thought maybe there'd be a better or more of an advantage if we went somewhere else. So we applied for Australia and Canada.
How old were you?
I was 16 going on 17.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, are you recording a little movie? Hey, by the way, I have to explain where we are. We are in the middle of the Astral Hotel
in
Neukölln, Berlin, next to the entrance. So what we hear in the background are some birds.
Beautiful birds chirping.
The noise of the crowds coming in and coming out.
We got the bar setting up beside us here.
Coffee, maybe.
So you moved to Canada and where?
So we moved to just outside of Toronto.
Ah, oh, wow.
Yeah, a place called Mississauga.
Oh, no, I don't know, but...
I was there for maybe 8 years or something like this. My family's still in Canada, at a place called London, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're there. So we are there, the family, I guess, over nearly 30 years, 30, 31, 32, 33 years, maybe.
Until now, but...
They're still there now, my mom and my sister and her children. So yeah.
Almost you are half Canadian and half
Irish. Yeah, I'm not sure what I am.
So you have both passports?
Of course. Yes, yeah. Yes, European and North American, Brazilian.
And how you come up with? I mean, you were 16 when you moved to Canada. Did you get your whole musician? I mean, did you start with music when you were 16, or was there something else? Like, I mean, you were a teenager, girls, and something else, soccer or cars?
I mean, as a 16, you think about girls, but I wasn't very cool, you know.
No,
so
interesting.
I wasn't that cool guy, you know. I was very shy, very quiet, and very well because I moved to a different country and. Yeah,
still be shy guy.
Yeah, this is so unbelievable.
In this stage, sorry I interrupt you, because I need to say for all fans, Elvis does musical. He shine, and in this stage, he's complete other person.
This is so unbelievable.
Like yes,
I mean, this is so interesting because you're full of. I mean, you both full of energy, both of you. But of course, you got this Brazilian temperament, and you know all the stuff. Bop, 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 bop. Yeah, like a machine gun.
Well, then they say opposites attract, right? You know, she's crazy and she's wild and she's beautiful in that way.
Definitely.
And I'm quiet and
yeah, this
myself.
Is but on stage, you're both full of energy, and you can't believe what happened backstage because then Graham is like a shadow. You can't get him. He's like, well, he's gone, like dust in the wind. And this is really cool. And this is something what you still got from your childhood? This.
Well, my dad was a singer, you know, and he would play. And so I got interested in music from him. Mm. And he would play records and sing and play guitar around the house. And actually, I would see him at family parties.
Ah.
Himself and his buddy, they were partners that would go around the country and play in different venues.
Yeah.
And so I would see them when they came home and they'd be playing at the party in our house. And I was always amazed at the attention maybe, or the command that they could have in that room.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the focus they could pull.
Okay.
And the music they were making. And,
interesting.
And to see how something like that could, it's communication going on in the room. The music and the people and the...
I mean, this is really interesting because on one hand, you the shy guy, and then you felt attracted or addicted to be part of the stage life.
It was so... I was very curious.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's sort of like a way out of the shyness, a way to go around it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through this, I can be expressive.
Wow.
You know?
And then you started with some... guitar lessons or
no? Well, I mean, I wasn't very good at guitar, so I tried a few lessons. I didn't like lessons. Lessons are like school to me.
Okay, you know? Too. Me too. Okay, good.
So I think when I do something, it has to be on my own terms.
Uh-huh.
So I learned the guitar, but it's going to be slow.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
But over time, I was more focused on singing.
Oh yeah.
And still today, you know, still trying to learn Yeah, always learning. Always learning. I think in anything we do in life, you know, it just you.
Actually, when you like something, you begin to look around the style. For example, I think he begin to look dead. What the dead do it and your favorite singer, and then he was. I think like when I like any dancer, I look around. I look. I try to take not the copy. I think everybody have to have your. Identity.
Yeah, your ideas. Your own ideas.
Identity.
Say it again. This is cute.
Identity. Alguna cosa.
Sorry, this is cute. I love that.
No, it's like no copy nobody. Just like try to take the best, you know, because nobody can be copied as somebody.
Definitely.
You know? So then,
but everybody takes something from everybody.
Yes.
That's only natural to admire somebody, to emulate.
Be positive. I will take everything. I said.
Big fan of Elvis. Elvis took from a lot of people, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, but that's what you do as an artist. You must see it somewhere to be inspired.
Definitely. Exactly.
That's what I want to say. But you still be you, you know?
Absolutely.
In his way.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I see you on stage every night, of course, and what I really like, and even when I get tired, I see you full of energy. And I mean, especially you have to dance 2 hours or 2.5 hours, and
you have to sing
2 hours. And then I ask myself, why I'm tired? I have no reason to be tired.
But sometimes I think the same. I look grand because this show... It's not really, I can be honest, like we dance a lot, but no, really like it starts in concert. We have a different singers all time. We change a lot of choreographies. There's so many choreographies what we have normally in the start and the Elvis. And then I look him after 2 hours every day, sing live. If I'm tired, I'm trying to say, I can't say I'm tired. That's a shame if I say I'm tired because he is tired. Yeah. He give him voice every night.
Yeah.
For us, 2 hours, and then I said no. It's like, and he don't complain, you know. He don't complain. It's really difficult. He say, "Oh, my voice is depending because of cold or because the venue is cold." But he don't complain. He sing for 2 hours, and then I dance for 2 hours. I say, "Oh my God, my back is here or this," but it's like no.
Dancing is much harder. Dancing is much harder.
I have to tell you a compliment. I mean, this is really, and you are so kindful people. I mean, you stick all the people together, and there's Robin Scott as well as a musical director, and even there's Ed Enoch. I mean, he's
the whole team, Nico. You know,
but you stay in the front, and this is normally people are always getting when they get success. They always get on a higher level and they feel like, And when I look at you guys, and we were on tour for almost 2 months, I think over 30 shows, and you still always nice, always kindful. Yeah, and both of you. I mean, that's really...
It's a good job we didn't go 3 months. 3 months would have been the breaking point.
There's a good question here. Was there ever a moment when you thought, this is too hard, maybe I'll do something else? What kept you going on?
No, is the first answer.
Cool.
Never thought about that.
Wow.
My only thought is, how do I keep going?
Oh, cool.
That's the hard part. Like, oh my God, will somebody still want to listen to me? Mm-hmm. Do I have something to offer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I love Elvis, of course. That's just one piece of me. I love to sing other types of music. So just being able to sing, that's all I would like to do. Hopefully until my dying days, mm-hmm. That's what I would like to do. So that's all I can say to that. So no other ambition really, other than to sing and make people happy and to support ourselves in life.
Wow, you know,
Ray, pretty much it. Lucy?
Yeah.
For me, how is the question? No, I joke. It's like when I think, sometimes I think I'm afraid if I can't, because I know how old I am, and it's different from the position from the singers, from the dancers. You need to be pretty, you need to be cool, and your body, you need to look pretty. From showgirl, you know, like a showgirl, you need to be pretty. Mm. And it's like I rush every year, you know. I feel like I have how many years I have. I still have to be on the stage, mm. Because
the physicality.
Physical mm. Or like, you know, and, but I'm happy everything I did until now. I'm so glad. Mm. I thank you God for everything he gave to me. It's like, to be showgirl today or a classic dancer before, yeah. And moderator from football mm. in TV I did in Italy.
Italy, yeah.
So, and then it's like I met so many opportunities, but I still too, I'm be saying afraid, like if I can't, if... Mm.
Continue to dance.
If I mean, I'm good enough to be on the stage, you know?
But I mean, this is maybe a good question for everybody of us who is self-employed or to be part of the art industry. I mean, something happened with your leg, you can't dance,
exactly.
Right?
If you happen, it's like he said, you said like you think if the people want to listen to you, no? Like,
yeah, and you know, I mean, and society changes and types of music, the way children today or teenagers are that, you know? At what point do I become irrelevant?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's you know? For me, how the people want to see me on the stage too, no? Maybe yeah. One day, like...
But I think we're also talking about just in the pure economic mm-hmm. fact. Like, mm-hmm. we'd like to still work, mm-hmm. to be able to earn a living.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't take away from the passion that we
have.
Either way, we'll still continue to dance and sing.
Definitely,
you know.
I mean, is this the secret of Elvis Does Musical, because of the good vibrations, the good energy, the power, because everybody is so full of inside the whole game?
Yeah, I think it's just the right people. Everybody coming together and realizing mm. that there's no egos. It's just mm. everybody doing their best, you know, and getting along is really nice, you know.
Before Elvis, was there... Who were your first musical or artistic heroes? Who shaped your early on? What is there a person or?
I have to say my dad, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
My dad and, of course, Elvis,
mm.
you know? And then Elvis and my dad, they brought me all these other types of music. Mm. What my dad would play at home and then... when I would listen to Elvis and finding out what he would listen to and so on and you know, expanding my ears, you know.
And you, Lucy?
When I said before to be showgirl, my dream was to be classic dancer and working for the bigger company. And then I remember I was in Brazil, watched this video, you know, like a record video when the prima ballerina Carla Fracci, the Teatro Scala, she was my inspiration. And like when I learned the first repertoire, Giselle, I was watch her video, I was watch her. And then for me, I was like, I want to be the last dancer in the Schwanese in the line. I want to be dance this choreography. And then, yes, it was like from ballet classic, yeah. You know, and yeah.
Wow.
My mom was not a dancer, but she was already push me, like support me. You know, she wanted, actually, my mom tried to make me model. She was think I could be model, but I said, mom, I'm not too tall to be model. But she was support a lot. But like
she thought about photo model.
Photo model, probably, yes. But it was not working. I was better in the stage. Yeah.
Is there a secret to keep you, I mean, you in a good shape. But if you stay, I mean,
we're both laughing at that question. Well, laughing at me. They're laughing at me.
Laughing because we know these people like eat super healthy, go to the gym every day. We are not.
But if you.
But we try now.
I mean, for to be on tour. I mean, this is hard life. Yeah, it sounds easy, you know, to go every day in a different town, have a nice show, then you spend your days in the bus and then in the hotel. But how is it with your voice, with your body? Is there a secret to keep you smooth?
Yeah, I mean, I think of Lucy and her body, like I mean, getting on a bus and all the different beds you stay in.
Oh my! I tell you, yeah,
and it's. It must be horrendous for you as a dancer.
No, this is, yeah. You just answer for me, guys. it's not hard to dance, but it's hard when you need to stay hours in the same position in the bus. That is the point for me.
Mm.
But I am now with this musical 8 years already. And then... I don't know, it's strange, but I can say every year I feel like...
getting stronger.
Stronger.
Yeah, that's good.
Better. It's like more, you know, maybe because I understand more the show. I know what you need. I know what you want from the show. And I know what I can give.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, depends you have, but it's about travel, tired... But it's not the same when you have a 20 years old.
Like,
but
definitely,
I begin to take more better now.
Yeah, yeah.
Years,
yeah.
Like maybe like 8 years ago, so I have more fun. Maybe after a show, I stay more long night, like you don't have any drink and then talk with friends. But now I'm more like, you know, do the show, stay a little bit with your friends and then go to the bed. It's like I try to make, I need... health life right now. Yeah.
And how was it for you? I mean,
well, for me, it's all the little things in life. What the room is going to be like. For instance, I have allergies.
Yeah.
So allergies to my dog and allergies to dust and all kinds of different things.
Lucy is asking.
Somebody want any cappuccino, any coffee, any espresso?
I have to invite you guys. Yeah. But there's no service here.
I go to take it.
But I will pay for it. Of course.
Don't
of
worry.
Course.
Come on. Please. You want a cappuccino and
so
coffee?
Yeah, and she's Brazilian and
a could cappuccino
you that?
Coffee beer.
Thank you. No? I'm good.
Cappuccino coffee espresso.
Maybe an alcohol-free beer?
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, I'll take one too, please.
That is great. Sorry, no, this...
Yeah, no, isn't that beautiful? She holds off. So nice. Go get us a beer. The beauty of being married. Go get me a beer.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, to sing each night and with that power you bring on stage every night, mm-hmm. Is there a secret? I mean, is it just a talent? I mean, this is so hard.
I think it's just the brutality of it. I don't think there's finesse in my voice. I just power through. And so you go into one building with really bad air conditioning and every day is different. Mm-hmm. You know, one room is really cold so there's different environments in every room as you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to, there's no choice, there's no option. You must sing through it anyway.
Wow.
So I think that just, when you do this, you just become like a muscle.
Mm.
You know, it just becomes stronger in that way.
Yeah, but your muscle, your voice muscle is like my two legs. I mean, this is... how is it blast away, really, each night? I mean, you're a couple. You married.
I mean, yeah, I mean, this is so great. Did you have to
bring that up?
So now let's go to see your question, because...
Now, this is really interesting for me.
Interesting too. Which question you need to ask Lucy Graham, professional, and Lucy Graham...
Yeah, this is real. I mean,
because it's different when you work.
If definitely, this is what I want. Really, want to ask. I mean, you're a nice couple, and I mean, this is really. I love to join you. I love to see you. But I could be imagine maybe to work and live together could be sometimes hard. So what is your secret to keep it? To keep it, I mean,
Well, it's not hard because I'm like almost. I do everything he needs. I'm there for him. And I look for him all the time.
She looks out for me all the time, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you're the big boy.
Maybe that's the hardest part for me.
Maybe me not want, but I'm there, you know? Because Graham is like, he don't like to complain too much. If something go wrong, I understand immediately when he's not happy with something. And then I go direct to fix for him. It's just like I just go to, I don't know if something's wrong with the lights or sound, but I just heard him say something, and then I go to try to, hey guys, you can make, maybe you can fix this for tomorrow, blah blah blah.
So more like a management.
I don't know. I don't have a name, but I know
sure, when just take care of me. You know?
That's great.
I know.
I mean, she is like a manager.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but it's good. But maybe it's just.
I don't want to say that because we have to pay her for that.
No. Thank you.
Dankeschön.
So, just said like...
cheers to you guys.
Thank you. That's mine.
Oh, da geht's jetzt noch um mein Bier. Ja.
Let's go.
Thank you. Dankeschön.
So, that is not easy because Graham is super kind with everybody.
Yeah.
He's super lovely person. But I don't know, because I'm a wife, and then every stress come to me, you know? What he know do it with the people, and then he come grumpy with me.
So it doesn't stay inside me anymore.
I take all bullshit.
Now I have a partner to unleash all my problems on.
Yeah, but is this maybe the secret of your relationship? I mean, is this what I wanted to know?
Well, we do have rules. Like, I would say, for instance, professionalism is professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens between the two of us, if we have a fight,
mm-hmm.
like most people, normal people do.
Definitely, yeah.
Then we have to work together, and we have to be professional. And if anything, I think we're more professional to each other
mm-hmm.
at times when we need to be, when we have a bad fight. And it's really... You know, it's always out of respect on the stage.
Yeah.
We take care of to make sure that we're okay.
Wow.
That we don't, like one time I didn't look at her on stage because I was mad. Right. and it was noticeable to her and to me, you know. And so it wasn't nice what I did, you know. So little things like this. And then we call each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Say, no, cool. you can't do that. That's unprofessional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you like me in the moment or you don't,
mm-hmm.
you don't do this. And so I learned from her, she learns from me.
Wow.
And we call each other out.
Wow, good. Yeah. I mean, this is, yeah, good.
We need to separate because ours private is ours private. It's like when I'm on the stage, he's not my husband. He's my singer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I respect him. He my artist, mm-hmm. my singer, mm-hmm. my power. And I need to look like always. It's not because we are good. The show will be good because our private relationship is good. No, I look for him, and no matter what's happened,
mm-hmm.
if we will fight or not,
mm-hmm.
I'm there for him. I'm a him dancer, and then I want the best for his show. And mm-hmm. then I continue to look what he needs, because I know when I need to be fast when he changes something with Rob Scott, he changed the music, he do something, then I need to give the signal from the dancers, oh, we stay in the stage, we need to go, keep going, you know. I know him. I know what he want to give from the audience, and I just follow. And then I need to keep going like this because he's my singer, my artist
mm-hmm.
on the stage.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
You know?
Cool, cool. Do you remember the first time you met each other?
Yes.
We have two first times.
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, yes. So you go ahead.
Well, now, what you want to talk from 2017 when you met Baden-Baden, or in Israel when I met you first time when you come back 2016, you come back from the tour? And then you talk about me in the bar, say, oh, this girl.
Oh, it was girl.
I was alone in the Estrel.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was alone at the bar. And then this girl walks up who I just did a show with.
Oh, yeah.
But she was new. And I hadn't been in Stars for a while. I was on the tour and I came back and then just in the show. And I thought, wow, who is this person? You know, she's beautiful. Of course, I'll never know. I'll never... You know, get close. So, but she, you know, I'm sitting at the bar alone, and then she walks up to the bar. I remember, you know, I think she had a small beer or something at the bar, and within a few moments, she was up and she left that bar. Now, I think she might have gone downstairs, but I didn't know. But I just
you have a God. Before any lunch, smoke lunch.
Yeah.
And then I was straight onto Facebook. There must be somebody in this company that has her as a friend.
Really? Yeah.
You know.
He asked me a friend, and he followed me in the Facebook, but he never wrote me one word.
He's shy. He's shy. So
that was just like a first step. Contact me on Facebook, and that's it.
Cute.
Anyway, she wasn't attracted to me because she even told somebody, "No, who's that guy? Well, I don't like him."
No. She was shy too, right?
Oh, it's like a. It's
not shy.
No, you.
No, it's just like, I remember I was in Rio, so, and then Carlo, that is our Elvis, my choreographer said, oh, that is our Elvis. I said, and he have this military hair. He saw like super short hair. Ooh. He's like, oh, it's not my type. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and then he come with a different hair. I said, oh, it's not my type. He's like, really? And then he's Elvis. And I said, oh, this is the best Elvis ever here in the Stars. He goes, sir. And then when he have wig, but he was completely different with this military hair. And that was not, I said, okay. And then in the time, I was not look for from love, from relationship. I was my first time, my first contract in the Stars in concert. It was a lot to work. I have to learn so many choreography every day.
Wow.
So then I don't have time for relationship. I don't have time for me.
Yeah.
And I was not look for man. It's like, just like, you know, like, oh, I just look like him. Okay, great. But
nothing else.
I don't want nobody in this moment.
Yeah.
But after 2017,
I was
working with the other company, other show.
Yeah.
I was in Hong Kong. I come back from Hong Kong. And then I have a call from Carla. Hi, Lucy, you are available to do Elvis's musical, blah, blah, blah. I said, yes, I just come now. And okay, we met, learned the choreography. And you have to go in 3 days, 2 days. And then I met him. Elvis Does Musical. When you ask who come. And then everybody said, that is Lucy. And he was, him.
For some reason, I mean, it was really strange because I always had her in my mind, you know, but I hadn't seen her in maybe 7 months, 8 months.
Wow.
I didn't know she was working with the company and she wasn't. So I had no idea.
Nobody told you.
And for just some reason, when one person was sick and she was leaving and there was another person coming in.
Yeah.
And I just was like to myself, wouldn't it be... like an act of God, or wouldn't it be amazing if it happened to be Lucy?
Yeah.
You know, because finally I'd have an opportunity to talk with her and to say hello and introduce myself. And it was. I couldn't believe it. And she was supposed to be in China.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And then...
I need contract from China, from Macau.
Wow.
And then these mementos, everything, they forgot to do my visa.
No.
And then I received the email because I come from Hong Kong from this job.
Yeah.
Then after 1 week, 10 days, I have to go to China from Macau for 6 months.
Oh.
And then it was this moment I kind of called and then I was not sure 100%, but I said, yes, I'm available. But I was like, look at the email, you know, like everything together. And then they say, sorry, we apologize because we know you forgot to make your visa to go. And it's too late now. We need to cancel because they don't contact me to give my stuff from visa. And then I was like, my mom, when I told my mom I go to China, my mom said, no.
No.
You don't go to China because the man of your life, you will meet very soon.
Oh, no.
I said, Mama, I don't look for men. I just joke.
Really?
My mom said this.
Wow.
You don't go to China. Your job your life would be here very soon. And then when I told my mom, then I saw him, was this dude. Something different. It was different when I met him the first time. It was like he hugged me. I feel already when he hugged me.
Oh, yeah.
He gave this a big hug. I was like a feeling.
Like he gave me before.
Exactly. But, you know,
cool.
It was something really special. Wow. Like my welcome from him was really nice.
And do you remember when you first started with Stars in Concert? What was your first touch with Bernard Kurz?
In Stars in Concert, from him, with him or
yeah, for both of you?
But that's what he talked about. He just come from the tour because I was here. He was not in the show. And then the weekend, he have to do it before he go to America. I don't know if you remember. And I need to learn the him set. I remember because I need to kind of make a rehearsal for us to learn Bird Love, this set, what he, and the Blue Shoes. Mm-hmm. I have to learn this choreography. And then I remember this night, we just learned in the morning, and then the two girls, the older two girls, did the choreography, and I was not on the stage. And then next day, I remember because I come from Bird Love, you turned the guitar back and you saw these two girls behind you. It was me and the other new girls because the first night we was not there. And then he turns out, ooh, and he did, ooh, I have it four girls tonight. And then in the backstage, I just introduced myself. I just say like, because I was not speaking English, really, nothing. Like I'm no speaker right now, but before I could talk like this. Then I just say, hi, I was in German talking for him. Like, ich bin neu, new, Lucy, nice meet you, and go. I'm scared to talk for him because I can't talk.
Cool.
And then it was real fast, this situation, you know.
And Graham, when was the first time you met Bernard Kurz?
The first time I met Bernard, he came to Vegas. I was doing a show out there in Vegas. And so I would have run 1996 or 97 when he was putting his show together here.
Oh, yeah.
And he was asking me if I would come. And I said, I would love to.
Wow.
But I just moved to Vegas. So I was just about to start that journey in Las Vegas. You know, I was about to experience all of that. And I said, Bernard, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I said, but at the moment, I'm here. And this is what, you know, but let's keep in touch. Let's... I have your number. I know there's another show now in Berlin. And sure enough, 6 or 7 years later, he was still interested in having me. And I came over and
the rest of us
loved it here in Berlin.
We have to talk about shortly because we are now over 40 minutes. Yep. I mean, it's so interesting and I'd love to listen to you guys.
Do second half.
Definitely.
Second part.
But this is, you know, the podcast is called So Tick Berlin. So we have to talk about a bit Berlin because you spent a lot of your life here in Berlin. Did you know Berlin before the wall came down?
No.
So, but you still spent a lot of years here since,
Yeah, I've been coming and going since, 2002?
Wow. What is for you, what makes Berlin special for you guys? I mean, you're international, you know, Canadian, Irish, Italian, Brazilian. What is Berlin? What makes Berlin for you? What is Berlin for you?
I think Berlin is like more easy everything, you know, like the people. It's like because it's a lot of young people, you know, like a student. I was in Vienna. Mm-hmm. In Vienna, super, you see everything super classic, super, it's more quiet, it's more, I don't know. Here is more everything. And then like there's a mix international. And then you like you can go with a pyjama and the Strasse and the Leute don't say nothing. It's like the people don't say nothing. You look great. Mm-hmm. You go to pyjama and you are great. You know, it's like you know, it's not like Italy or Austria, you need to dress up to walk from buy any bread because normally it's like this Italy you can't dress really mess. They will look you and here I feel like super I do what not of course I can do what I want but I feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's just like no matter what I do and they I don't see too much charge you for something, you know. Then I like this. And then it's super international people. Mm-hmm. And it's great. I like it. Super modern. I was not think to live here. Because when I left Austria, I said, like, no, German is so difficult. Austria, no, no, no. And then I was back to Italy. Then I'm back here. Mm-hmm. And I was not think I would feel good, like I can call home. I like Berlin. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, he know I like Europa to live. Mm-hmm. I feel good.
Cool.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, when I came here, it was like, because I'd lived in Vegas, it was 24 hours. And Berlin was that when I got here too. It was 24 hours. I had access to, well, at that time, you know, the bars and the clubs and the vibe. So in that sense, and then just being Irish, I loved the rain when I got here, and I loved the rain old. And I mean, just the city's an amazing city. I mean, just the different aspects of the city, you know, the Potsdamer Platz and the different architecture and the different buildings and, you know, Friedrichshain or wherever you go. And then the beauty of the parks are beautiful and the riverways, the Spree, and people on their boats. And I don't know, it's just very eclectic here. And all the, like she says, it's the multiculturalism here as well. You know, and then very welcoming. Mm-hmm. Very welcoming city.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
Very beautiful.
It's nice to hear that. Is there something, what do you really want to do in your life? Is there a need? What do you, a dream? What do you really wanted to go? Maybe it could be a travel to a small island or...
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like traveling, I'm not really a big traveler as much anymore, you know? It's like because of the traveling that we do.
It could be anything else.
Yeah, no, I mean, oh yeah,
maybe
a, just a little home with a small garden. I keep saying, Lucy, Lucy,
and love is coming. You love lucky.
And we also talk about the last day, 2 days ago. No, I love to have. I said, babe, when you decide to finish really this job, and we have ours home, like with a garden, and then we have love, and then maybe you can take a big dog, because I love to have a big dog too, you know, because she's small, because it's more easy for me to go on the tour. But I love to have a big dog.
What kind of dog?
What's called the
golden retriever.
Oh yeah.
Sweet, they love it to pull everything. So like that's, I think, our dream. We look forward to have
a very simple dream, you know.
But where do you
think we've lived our dreams?
You know? Yeah, that's true.
That's the point. Where he asked me every day where we want to live, because Brazil or America or Mexico or Italy.
My son is in America.
My mom in Brazil.
My mom in Canada. My sister in Canada.
Wow, I know.
Other family in Dublin. It's like we have so many options. And then it's difficult to say, like, where we want to spend the rest of our life. Like, where? Don't know.
But, I mean, you're not retired now. There's something.
No.
You focus on the work.
Now you actually, we are.
Yeah, thank you for squashing our dreams. What are your dreams? Oh, well, don't think about them now.
No, we want more now. We want, if we can, no, babe, like, put this show as a show. Something new from the company, like more. We hope to stay more years.
But on the other side, it's really interesting that there's so much influence from each sides of the world, and that could be hard on one hand, but on the other hand, it's good.
Yeah, no, it's not an easy life.
No,
what
no.
we do.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you spend time away from your loved ones.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And but there's so much pleasure in it as well, you know. So in one hand you're chasing your dream, and another hand you're sacrificing a lot for that dream, you know. But it's inside you, something you can't take out of you, you know. Something you must do. I must do this in life, you know.
We have to see each other again. I mean, for that podcast. But one last question. I mean, you're so long in that business, you know, yeah, dancer, singer. What would you give some advices to the newcomers, to the starters, when they wanted to start as a dancer or as a singer? Is there something you would like to give them?
Don't let anybody tell you can't do it.
Jason, never give up.
You know, don't listen to anybody. Take advice from people, listen to people. At the same time, don't take it so seriously that, you know.
If I need door closed one time for you, that's me. You are the bad dancer or singer. but you need to keep going.
And put yourself in that area. Put yourself out there.
Push.
You know, like if you want to sing, go to a local bar or club.
Believe yourself.
Find bands, get up and sing. You know.
Believe yourself first.
Yeah.
And you, first you need to believe yourself. Don't let the people say, maybe you, no. Is the people can be right too, said, oh, you're not enough from this, but you need to believe. You need to show them you can do it and never stop this. You need to say, you need to decide to stop, but not the people. You don't stop because the people told you to stop.
Mm.
You need to keep going. No matter what you decide in your life, which career you want, you decide to stop. Nobody stop.
And everybody starts somewhere. And, you know, and we're not all great when we start, you know. Hopefully we're really good by the time we end doing what we do, but you're always learning. Mm. So when you do something in the beginning, you might even think it's good, but you'll find that you'll get better.
That's true, yeah.
So just trust in that, and you know, and if you think you're bad, you will improve in anything you do and anything you put your work and your heart into.
Yeah. Wow, thank you so much. Obrigado. Muchas gracias. Tante grazie, mon amour. No, really, really, I appreciate that so much. Appreciate. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
I'm super nervous, but in the end, I don't
know. No, never.
What bullshit I say?
No, you're great. I mean, I really like that. So
I'm scared somebody ask any question, then you answer completely different question or something. I saw so many interview like this. Somebody ask like, "Which color you like?" And then she talk about, "I like to eat a fish," something like this. You know.
No,
so and then it's
good.
Like, I hope. In case if everybody want to know more about Lucy and Graham, and ask from second check,
definitely.
We are back.
Yeah, and even Google them as well. So thank you, you both.
Thank you, Nico.
Yeah, thank you, Nico. So
we love being with you, Nico. You're
feels really good working with you.
Appreciate.
Remember, he was in the Elvis Does Musical too, guys.
And I need to invite you one day. Really, yeah. We have to, the dinner at my home. Yeah, we have to keep in touch.
It's 1 year, you tell me already. Hey. I need to invite.
Yeah, always.
Fast,
always.
To say like we don't need to take. You need Graham. This is the date.
Yeah, but for me, you know, I'm always like. And when I say something, I mean it. But I'm always takes a lot of time to.
Oh yeah,
Get
but like us, and then you say yes, and then.
But
like,
I mean it from the bottom. Really, I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
But we are.
I'll get it too. You're more than welcome to come off and have some dinner with us.
Oh yeah,
just not this week or next week.
I need to try the sauna.
Or
and the sauna is good. The sauna is good.
So thank you guys for listening, and denkt dran, bleibt zuversichtlich und fröhlich.
Bleib gesund.
So tickt Berlin. Dein Podcast von und mit Nikolai Tegeland.